on the last Sunday night. That'll be a week from Sunday. I know two young men are here that talked to me about baptism. I said we'd probably baptize this coming Sunday, but we'll make it the next Sunday, the last Sunday, if that'll work out for y'all. The last Sunday, that'd be not this Sunday, but the next Sunday. And I think I got my dates right, Brother Tim, my last Sunday in the month. And so he has a little trouble getting his sometimes. I don't understand why. It's hard to keep up with everything that goes on. But Brother Ben will take care of getting the rabbinistry ready for us. And we look forward to always seeing folk baptized because they're following the Lord in obedience, doing what God said. And that's always a blessing. Tonight, why don't you turn your Bibles to Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter number 1. I want to stand to our feet, please. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Now that answers a lot of questions. God told us all he wanted us to know. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Earth was without form and void. Darkness upon the face of the earth deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. Let's bow our heads for a moment of prayer. Father, thank you for the Lord Jesus. Thank you for the privilege we have being in the house of God tonight. Thank you, Lord, for the songs have been sung and our prayers prayed. And, Lord, we rejoice in fellowship together. Thank you now for the privilege we have to open the Word of God. And I pray in Jesus' name you touch us for a few minutes that we have clarity of thought and speech. And, Lord, you'd help us and we'll give you praise and glory. I pray for those who have asked us for special prayer, those who are struggling with family in sicknesses, and those who have family that's traveling, those who have those who are in the service of our country. I pray for all these and ask you, God, to help them. We'll praise you and give you glory for what you do. And Lord, now in Jesus' name, I pray you rebuke the devil, powers of evil. Give us that spiritual and physical strength we need tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You may be seated. I'm not sure how I'm going to handle this, but may do a series, may not. But God, let's pray God give us clarity of understanding what we want to do. But some things we can know. I'm glad there's some things we can know. We live in a day of uncertainty. People are uncertain about different things and what's going to happen and this, that, and the other. But I'm glad there's some things we can know. There's some things I don't know. There's some things I used to think I knew and I didn't know. None of y'all ever been there, have you? But there are some things I know that I know. I'm glad for that. Amen. And I'm glad I know that I know I'm saved. We'll talk about that tonight. But I notice here in these, I wanted to read these verses of Scripture because sometimes we blunder in darkness when we ought to be walking in light. If we walk in the light as he's in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. 1 John 1:7. I'm glad that we can walk in the light. But backing up on this, God, in the beginning, God created. Never forget that I know. I don't have to guess where the world came from. I don't have to guess where what planet we came off of, or what flew out in the space, what caused the Big Bang, all that. I don't have to worry about any of that. I just know in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. that settled a lot of questions. And then, of course, talking about the being the darkness and the Spirit of God moving upon it as a type and a picture. We can use that as a type and a picture of people getting saved. The darkness we was in, the Spirit moved and brought light. But notice verse number 3. And this is the first words that we have recorded that God said. Now, we know He created and all, and how He and what He's spoken then, we don't have it recorded here for us. But as reading the Bible, the first recorded words of the Lord that we have is found in verse number 3. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. That says a whole lot. He said, let there be, there was. I'm glad for that light. And so we don't want to blunder in darkness, but walk in light. And I know we can walk in the light because He is the light. Jesus said, I'm the light of the world. Without Jesus in the world, there'd be no light, being total darkness. But I'm glad He's light. Amen. I want you to turn with me tonight in the 2 Timothy chapter number 1. 2 Timothy chapter number 1. If you would, please. We're talking about and things that we can know. Now, we preached along these lines. You say, preacher, you preaching all the time about being saved. I just believe you got to get saved, get to heaven. I believe it with all my heart. And I'm thankful the privilege to preach how to go to heaven. But look at verse number 12. 2 Timothy 1:12. For which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I'm not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed. And now I'm persuaded that He is able to keep that which I have committed unto Him against that day. And that moves into the area of eternal security. But we'll not get there tonight. Not try to go there, but we'll handle that later. But if God so continues to lead as He is. But right now, I want you to notice that He said, I know whom. I know whom I have believed. He didn't say, I know what I believe. He didn't say, I think I know somebody. He said, I know whom I have believed. He ran into the Lord Jesus Christ one day, or Jesus got His attention, put it that way. And Jesus came where He was. And fact is, He was on the road to Damascus. And here, we talk about being saved, being born in the family of God, being right with God, walking in light. And you can be saved and not walk in all the lights you need to walk in. We need to let God help us with the light that He, the more you walk in that light, the more light God gives you to walk in. And we need to walk in the light, and as He is in the light. I encourage you to think about that, not blunder in darkness. These folk maybe here tonight that you think maybe you're saved, you hope you're saved, you're trying yourself to be saved. I've had people tell me, I'm doing the best I can. Best you can do will take you to hell. Right. Well, preacher, I made a profession. Professions don't mean anything, there's not a possession in it. Right. Right. Well, preacher, I joined the church. That's good, but if you're saved, but if you're not saved, it doesn't mean a thing. Or I got ducked under the water, got baptized. You didn't get baptized unless you got saved first. And nobody is baptized until after they get saved. They may get wet, but they don't get baptized. And so tonight, I pray that you recognize these. I'm going to give you 3 things tonight about salvation, but how Paul knew that he was saved, anybody else can know that they're saved. You don't have to wonder about it. You don't have to struggle with it. You don't have to let the devil defeat you on that. You can know that you know that you know that you're saved. And first thing is experience. I'm glad. Apostle Paul, he said, I know whom I have believed. He knew Jesus Christ personally as his Lord and Savior. And if you don't know Jesus, you're not saved. If you never had a personal experience with Him, then you're not born in the family of God. But I was thinking about this. He was on the road to Damascus, and you know the story, how that Jesus appeared unto him and struck him to the ground, bright light shined from heaven, and Jesus spoke to him. he met Jesus head on. And I'm glad. Now, he didn't have to go later and say, now, I think I had an experience one time on the road to Damascus. I remember some time back, I was on the road to Damascus, and there was something unusual happening. He didn't say that, never said that. Every time he gave his testimony, he said, I was on my way to Damascus, and a light struck me down. He started talking about Jesus and what Jesus had done for him and had changed his life. He said, I was a persecutor. And he talked about that. He talked about how he treated the church. He admitted what he was before he got saved. He knew there'd be a definite change in his life. He knew he had met a person, the Lord Jesus Christ. He knew that. Thank God for that. Jacob spent one night with the Lord. You remember that? When he wrestled all night with the Lord in Peniel. And as he did that, and he never got over it. He's never the same after that. He knew who he belonged to after that, and he limped after that. He physically knew, but he knew that he'd had an encounter with the Lord. He didn't ask somebody the other night, who was it I met? He knew who he met. He knew it was the Lord. He knew that God had met him. Boy, that's good, ain't it? I'm glad you can know you've met Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior. Isaiah chapter 6. When the Lord appeared unto him in the temple. And Isaiah, first thing he did, started confessing his sin and the sins of the people. And then when he got through the confession and God had taken the coal off the altar and laid it on his lips and made him pure, then God said, whom shall I send? Who will go for us? And Isaiah said, here am I, send me. He got to be a willing servant. He wanted to serve the Lord. He knew he had met somebody. He knew something had happened to him. I don't think Isaiah had to think and ask somebody else, well, what happened to me in the temple? Was that real? Was that? I don't think he had to do that. I don't think he tried to convince somebody else to convince him that he had met the Lord that day. He knew who he'd met, and he knew God had done something for him. He knew that was real. He knew it was right. He knew what had happened, and so he knew that. I thank God for that reality, that truth. John, the Apostle John, he knew Jesus and walked with him, talked with him and all that. But then after the crucifixion and resurrection of the Lord, in Revelation chapter 1, John was on the Isle of Patmos, being persecuted for preaching the gospel. He was on the Isle of Patmos and said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a voice as of a trumpet talking with me. And when he said, when I turned around, I felt as a dead man. He knew that he met God. He knew he met a resurrected Savior and a glorified being. He knew that that voice like thunder. He knew that the Lord had met him. And let me ask you a question tonight. Do you know that you met Jesus? Do you know that you met the Lord one day? Did you just make a profession, or did you just join up, or did you just decide you're going to try to do better? Or did you really get born in the family of God? Do you know Jesus Christ became real in your heart and your life? Hallelujah. I'm glad you can know that you know. And we're going to talk about this knowing. It's good to know that you know that you know that you're saved. But let me say secondly about this. Knowing is an experience, and it is an experience. Now, I realize the fact that everybody gets saved by grace through faith. I realize all that. Everybody, some get saved coming down an aisle, some get saved at the altar, some get saved at their house, some get saved in the car. I don't know where you got saved. That's not the important. The important thing is that you met Jesus Christ personally as your Lord and your Savior. An experience that you cannot get over. An experience that changed your life. Made you a new creature in Christ Jesus. Then number two, the Holy Spirit, the witness of the Holy Spirit. I'm glad for that witness that we have of the Holy Spirit of God, that we are the children of God. Romans 8:16, the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Aren't you glad that we are the children of God? And the Holy Spirit gives us a witness of that fact and lets us know that we are a children of God. I'm glad that I can have fellowship with you. I'm glad that we can fellowship together. But that doesn't give me assurance of salvation. But I tell you, the Holy Spirit witnesses with me on the inside. Somebody gets to preaching, or somebody gets to singing, somebody getting church and getting fellowship, and somebody praising God, and somebody testifying. And that makes me, something inside of me said, that's right, that's right, that's good. Something inside of me witnesses that fact that I'm one of them. I like that song. I'm one of them now. Amen. Used to wonder about that crowd. I am one of them. Amen. And praising God, or raising your hand, or saying amen, or whatever it is. I'm glad. Or, on the inside, the joy that comes because you know him. I'm glad tonight we can know that we know him personally. And the Holy Spirit bears witness to our spirit that we are the children of God. And that's really good that we can know that without a question. I was thinking about an illustration here. I put it this way. The Spirit bears witness with us that somebody, that somebody is the Lord Jesus. We have experienced an experience of meeting him, and the Holy Spirit bears witness to that spirit of that person. Now, Anthony's up there running the sound system. And we won't go into all that, but anyway, he's up there. I think that was a voice a while ago called the choir in the order. Brother Ben said he didn't think that was God. But anyway, before he was born, 9 months, we knew there was going to be a birth. We knew that. Then when the birth came, and doctor said, you have a son. Back then, you didn't go in with them and all that. You stayed outside and wrung your hands and waited for them to come tell you what went on back there. And said, you have a son. And, of course, I rejoiced over that. And I didn't know what he was going to be in hell later. Yeah, still rejoicing. But when I went in there, finally they let me see him, and I picked him up. I knew I'd met somebody. I knew what the doctor had said was right. I knew that was my son. I knew that. I didn't have to ask somebody, is this baby real? He was real. I've been putting up with it for years. Now, I'm kidding. He understands that. We kid each other a lot, but you don't take it serious when we say something about the other one. He's a precious son. But I didn't have to go and ask somebody, is this a baby doll, or is this just to make believe, or is this really true, really right? I knew. And when the same thing about your children. When your children were born, you knew when you saw them, when you picked them up, when you handled them. You knew that was real. You knew they were real. You knew it was right. Salvation's as real. Meeting Jesus is just as real as meeting him when he got born. Amen. Just as real, hallelujah. Just as right. Glory to God. Amen. I like that. Amen. I'm thankful that the Spirit does bear witness. 1 John 4:13 says, hereby we know that we dwell in him and he in us because he has given us of his Spirit. We know that. And so we can know. And let me say, by the word of God, not only by experience, not only by the Spirit of God, but by the word of God. And of course, the word of God is precious. And I wanted to read that in the beginning of our text that we read tonight, because that all starts there with God. If you don't believe Genesis 1:1, you're not saved anyway. And if you don't believe that, then you're not even getting close to it. You got to believe in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. You got to believe that God is the one that started this, and one we look to, but the word of God is true and right and real. And I'm glad for that precious word. 1 John 5:13, a familiar scripture. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know ye have that you may know that you have eternal life and that you may believe on the Son of God. Aren't you glad that he wrote so we could know we have eternal life? I'm glad for that. This, in the night of the Passover, when the Passover came that night, they put the blood on the doorpost and the lintel. Then they went on the inside. The eldest son of every family was going to die that night where the blood was not. But when the blood was up there, and the dad told that son, the blood's been applied. They went on the inside. That son couldn't see the blood. He couldn't. He didn't kill the lamb. The dad did. And all that. But he took his word for it that that blood was there. And could go to bed that night and sleep well because he knew he was safe under the blood. How'd he know it? Because his dad told him so. He told him so. The Word of God tells me I'm saved. Word of God tells me the promises of God. If I call on him, he'd save me. Amen. If I believe, if I trust, confess with my mouth, believe in my heart. He told me that in the Word of God. I believe what the Word of God said. I'm saved tonight. I know I've met Jesus Christ personally. I know the Holy Spirit bears with my spirit that I'm a child of God. And I know this blessed book tells me beyond a shadow of a doubt that I'm one of the children of God. Amen. Doubts will come sometimes. The devil will throw everything at you sometimes. But thank God you can know that you're saved. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad? Go out tonight saying, thank God I know that I know that I know that I'm saved. If you can't say that, I pray tonight you come to Jesus and be saved. Let's bow our heads. While they get an invitational song ready, I'm not trying to make anybody do anything. I just got on my mind some things that we can know. And I didn't know a better place to start than salvation. We can know that we're saved. We can know it. We don't have to wander in darkness about it. I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand about this, but I want you to ask it to your own self, in your own heart. In your own mind, do I really know that I'm saved, that I'm going to heaven? If you had to die right now, would you go to heaven? There's not but one way to go to heaven, that's by being born again, saved by the grace of God, meeting Jesus Christ. Father, I pray for every person in this house tonight that we'd all look at ourselves, examine ourselves, let you have your way. I pray the Holy Spirit would do a work tonight. God, somebody here tonight needs to come. Somebody needs to say yes. Somebody needs to just yield themselves. Father, I pray for every individual. I can't answer for them. They can't answer for me. And they will all answer the question, if I had to die right now, would I go to heaven? Father, I pray the power of the Holy Spirit work in hearts that's not saved. Then, Lord, help all of us have a burden for those that's not saved, that we may pray for, witness to, love and care. Asking you, Lord, to speak to their hearts, deal with their lives. Thank you for what you do in Jesus' name. Amen.